Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And we're back here in the arena as we're knotted up at one set apiece. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. It's like Harrisburg has finished off Lincoln in straight sets, 25-13, 13-18. Haven't had any other upsets since then. Jefferson up two sets to none in Brandon Valley, and Yankton on Vermilion two sets to none. So we head to set number three. Huron controlled the first set easily at 25-11, but then Brookings led most of the way. Huron only led 1-0 and 2-1, I believe, and after that, Brookings just had Huron in catch-up mode the rest of the way and took the second set 25-19, so equalized here now at one set apiece. Getting the lineup checks, and we will get our third set underway. Tomorrow night, it's high school football a long way away from here. Huron at Spearfish tomorrow night. We'll be on there 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff here on Tiger. Next Tuesday, it's back to the arena, back to volleyball with Sioux Falls, Washington. Brookings will serve to open up set number three. Serve received Davis. Set for Meg Moradeth. They're hit through the block, battered around. Brookings gets control, even will hit from the back row, dug out by Hines. Set for Knight off the left side, back row. Norgard plays it. Bies will hit on the second hit. Huron slaps, gets there. Will be tipped across by Knight and hits it into the campfire. Huron up 1-0. Just a two-hand tip, and four Brookings girls thought one of the others was going to take it. Kill number seven for Brookings. And 1-0 Huron. Serve received back row by Strike. Set over to the left to Thompson. Nice dig back row Davis. Here comes Knight again. Is it right to Norgard? Set for Thompson again. Thompson will pop it long. And Huron up 2-0 on the air. Gergen to serve. See if we can get some early momentum from Huron after. Huron just never had that big rally to really get the crowd going. Short serve, and oh, great play by Bies, I believe, or Strike to keep that alive. They get it across. Back set, here's Dreyer with the hammer, but Norgard with the nice dig, right side hit, and that will ricochet off Gergen in the back row, and Brookings on the board. It's 2-1. I believe that was even again with the kill, as she has been the workhorse tonight for Brookings. I have her for 9 kills. The scoreboard has her for 7. Bobcats on the serve. That's Thompson. Serve receive Hines. Set to make more. Death off the left pin. Off the pin. We're tied at 2. So right now, just both teams trying to get the momentum here in the third set. Back row played by Davis. Back set. Here comes Knight. She'll just have to free ball it up the middle. Played by Burns. Back set to Burns. Right side into the net. I think Tess was a little too far away from the net there than she would have liked. Here on back up, 3-2 on the Brookings air. Addie Knight to serve for the Huron Tigers. Knight to the corner, serve receives Smith. Back set, Burns with the hit. Tigers get a block on it. Back set, Dreyer with the hit. Right pin, nice dig by Strike. Overpass, knocked back again by Dreyer. Dreyer really didn't get a lot of involvement in the second set after 5 kills in the first set, only 1 in the second. Nice to see going back to her. 7 kills for Dreyer, and here on up 4-2 in set 3. Knight serving short. Smith over to get it and going to be knocked back by Davis, but Brookings was ready. Here comes even off that left side. Tigers keep it alive. Just going to be a free ball by Knight. Brookings can set it up. Going to be tipped across by Bies on the second hit. Here on there. Set off to the left. The hit blocked by Burns. Brookings gets control. Back set. Burns with the hit. Cross court. Nice dig by Hines. Quick set across by Gergen. Brookings gets there. To the left. Going to be a free ball by Even. Set to the left. Davis off the left side into the net. Four-hit attack on Huron. Brookings will get one back. It's 4-3 Huron in set 3. Burns, Burns to serve for Brookings. Serve receive Knight. Here's the set. Make more depth from the middle. Nice dig by Strike. Left side even will hit, blocked by Magmoradeth. Brookings stays with it. Here comes even again and hits it into the net. Might have been thinking about Magmoradeth after she blocked the last one. Hitting air, and Huron back up 5-3 in set three. Carr into the front row for Huron, and Haley Rogers serving specialist on for the Orange. 5-3, Huron leading in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Rogers into the net, service error. Brookings back within one at 5-4. Four service error on Huron. First of this set. On to serve for Brookings now. Kimber Byes, the setter. Going to play softball at South Dakota State, as is Tess Burns next year. Serve, receive, that's going to go into the back wall, saved by Hines. Free ball by Davis. Huron will save it and get it across, and it falls in. Norgaard thought it was going to go out, and it was in by a good foot. And Huron up 6-4, and that kill goes to what? Allie Davis, right? 6-4, Huron leads, and Norgaard just let it go, and it was in by at least a foot on that back line. Huron up 6-4. Served by Juergens, who's in to play back row as well. Even on the right side, cross court goes long. Huron up 7-4 in set three. Brookings making some mistakes, and Huron capitalizing. Just keep the pressure on as Juergens will serve for the Orange. A high short serve, Smith over to get it. Set to the left. Farrell, Tigers dig it out. Quick set across by Gergen and just dumped it right between the two levels. And Huron up 8-4 on the kill by Gergen. Gergen with three kills, one in each set. Huron their best momentum since the first set. Juergens serving. Pops it back row to even. Set back to even. Her hit winds up and drills it through the block of Carr. Even with the answer. And I have her for 10 kills. Brookings back within three at 8-5 in set three. Even now steps back to serve for Brookings. That brings Riley Thompson back into the front row for the Bobcats. Serve received Knight. Gergen sets for Carr. Her hit blocked back, and then Carr couldn't quite get the handle on the block, and a kill for Brookings. That was Lily Thompson with the block kill. Brookings pulls back within 8-6. Serve, back row, played by Davis, bumped back to Alley. She'll hit off that left side through the block, ricochets, and Brookings will punch it across, and then nobody went for the ball. Gergen had the dig, and then everybody else just watched it drop to the floor. And Brookings, 3-0 run to pull within 8-7. Even again with the serve. Back row, serve, receive Hines, pass ahead. Here's the tip across by Davis. Big hit by Brookings, and that'll be a kill for Thompson. And Brookings a 4-0 run, and they have tied it at 8. Brookings now getting themselves in system, getting the attacks for Thompson. That's her third kill. And Brookings a 4-0 run, and even still serving. Serve received Knight. Here's the quick set across by Gergen. Brookings digs it out. Pass ahead, Norgaard. Here's the punch across right to Hines. Set in the middle, the tip by Carr just over the block, and Brookings about collapsed the net there as well. Or did we have both girls in the net? Let's see. The two officials are going to have a discussion here. For sure, a Brookings girl was in the net. Are they going to say both girls were in? Yep, we're going to go replay, saying both girls were in the net. And Hilton Hines over to have a discussion on what entailed that call. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Girls soccer, Watertown 5, Huron 0. Final. Served by Brookings again. Knight on serve, receive, set in the middle. Here's the little tip by Carr again, and Brookings again can't clean it up. Almost a carbon copy of what initially became the replay. Huron goes up 9-8 as Chloe Carr registers her first kill. Tip thought she had a point last one. This time she does get the tip call. 9-8, Allie Davis serving. And it goes long. Service error. We're tied at 9. Second service error this set on Huron and 5 total for the night. Norgaard to serve for Brookings. Libero wearing the red top for the Bobcats. Serve received Davis. Back set for Carr. Her hit blocked back. Tigers in scramble. Third hit. Free balled by Gergen. Brookings will pass it across. Left side Thompson drills it. Nice dig Hines. Pass ahead. Knight off the left side through the block. Norgaard a good job of digging it out. Hit on the right side right to Hines. Set. Quick set across by Gergen. Brookings gets a little tangled up. Keep it alive. Norgaard will put it across. Jurgens with the dig. Here's the set for Knight and punches it in the corner. Took a little something off it. Kind of a knuckleball there for Addie. Knight with her 8th kill, second of this set. Here on up 10-9 in set 3. Hilton Hines on the serve for Huron. Carr checks out. Meg Moradeth in for Huron. Back row serve received. Shanked by Even and Norgaard won't get to it. That'll be an ace for Hines. 11-9. Here on up by 2. First ace since the first set for Huron. And Hines will serve again to the corner this time. Thompson gets over to it. Overpass knocked back by Knight. And here on, Knight takes advantage of the overpass on serve receive. It's 12-9. Knight, I have her up to 9 kills. 12-9 here on a 3-0 run. Hines serving. Even from the back row. Back set right side for Farrell. Her tip dug out by Davis. Set for Knight again off that left side and goes wide left. Really had no room to hit it that direction, but did anyway on the air. Brookings back within 12-10. Cameron Strike on to serve for the Brookings Bobcats. 12-10 in set 3. We're tied at 1 set apiece here at the arena tonight. Strike will serve back row Davis. Pass ahead by Hines. Knight will just free ball it up the middle. Got the campfire. Stretching out. Strike got her hand under the ball, but nobody else could get to it because it barely lifted off the floor. Addie Knight, I have her for 10 kills, and here on up 13-10. Gergen to serve. Complete rotation for Huron as she's serving for a second time. Overpass, Huron gets a block. Brookings stays with it. Huron can set it up here. Gergen sets, make more death from the middle. Burns got a block on it. Tip back by Knight. Brookings stays alive. And free ball to cross. Back set and the tip by Dreyer went with the right hand. Brookings controls. They tip right into the campfire. Brookings with the campfire shot. It's 13-11. Trying to see who that was. That was Thompson. Picking up her 4th kill and even rotates into the front row. Huron's had issues handling number 3. Service error as Thompson puts it into the net. Huron back up 14-11. First service error here in set 3 by Brookings. 7th error, serving error by Brookings tonight. Addie Knight serving for Huron. Goes to the corner. Smith handles it. Set across left. Here comes Even. Eats up Gergen in the back row. That was Gergen. 14-12 as Macy Even continues to have a strong night for Brookings. I have her up to 11 kills. Burns serving. Hines there. Overpass, and then Brookings misplayed it. It was an overpass. Jumping up was Lily Thompson. Then she backed down, and nobody else made a play on it. A cheap point for Huron, and it's 15-12. Haley Rogers to serve for Huron. Serving specialist as Hines gets her 1 rotation on the bench. Serve back row, strike on serve receive. Smith sends it ahead. Left side hit even, back row. Rogers on the dig. Back set for Dreyer and into the net. 15-13, neither team's been able to make an extended run, it seems like, here in set 3. Hines will return to the floor for Huron, and Kimber Byes will prepare to serve for the Brookings Bobcats. 15-13, Huron leading here in set number three. It's been a tight set three. Serve receive goes to Davis, bumped by Gergen. Davis will hit back row and just missed, very close. Just missed that back line. Brookings within one, 15-14. And here I'm going to sub in. First appearance for Kirsten DeGeese. She'll check into the back row for Knight. My guess is Byes will go right at DeGeese here on this serve. Serve goes to DeGeese as expected. She handles it. Davis off the left side, hits back row again, goes long. And Brookings a 3-0 run. We're tied at 15. A lot of errors by Huron tonight in this set. And Brookings a chance for the lead here with Kimber Byes serving. Serve received to Geist. Back set. Here comes Dreyer. Blocked. Saved off the net by Even. Even will hit off the left side and hit it into the net. Huron regains the lead at 16-15 here in set number three. Juergens on to serve and play back row for Huron. Huron's led most of the way, but never, I think the biggest lead for Huron was four. Juergens on the serve, pops it back row to Smith. Byes will back set Even, coming off the right side cross court, dropped it on the line. We're tied at 16. And Huron's had no answers for Macy Even. I have her at a dozen kills. The one answer we have is when she serves and goes back row, which she is now, Even serving for the lead. Going down to get it, DeGeest with a nice dig, but overpass going to be knocked back by Lily Thompson, and Brookings takes the lead at 17-16. Linkink, that is, doing a quick scan, that is the first lead of the set for Brookings. Knight back into the back row for Huron. Serve into the net. We're tied at 17. Service error on Macy Even. Be the second service error this set on Brookings. They have eight total. Allie Davis to serve for Huron. Davis, back row, handled by Thompson. Back set, Farrell with the hit, dug out by Hines. Quick set by Gergen. Brookings overpass, going to be hit back by Knight, but Norgaard was there to make the play. Backline attack Even, Hines there. Set for Carr, her hit through the block. Norgaard, a good job of staying with it. Left side hit, Thompson again, right to Davis. Here's the set. Knight coming off the left side to the corner. Norgaard shifted well, got to it. Going to be a free ball by Brookings right to Hines. Gergen will hit on the second hit. Brookings digs it out. Here's the bump ahead. Farrell. She'll free ball to the corner. Hines there. Back set for Carr. Right side. Tips and it's blocked back. And Brookings regains the lead at 18-17. I believe that was Riley Thompson with the block kill. And Brookings up 18-17. Neither team has used a timeout yet here in set three. 18-17, Brookings up one. The Bobcats serve to Huron. That's Norgaard, serve receive Hines. Bumped, and here comes Knight from the middle, two-hand tip up the middle. Brookings digs it out, set by Even. Farrell with the hit and dropped it in on the line. Close call. Farrell gets the call, and Brookings up 19-17. And I think Huron's going to take a timeout. They are. Brookings up 19-17 in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. We'll take a timeout from here on Community Campus of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
First time out here of set number three by Huron. Brookings up 19-17. You know, I haven't had too much for updates here tonight. Harrisburg has defeated Lincoln in straight sets. Yankton up 2-0 on Vermilion. That's about all I have right now as we resume play. Huron's got to break the serve here. And, oh, kept alive. Nice play by Carr. And Huron does get it over. Brookings can set it up. Here's the tip by Thompson, dug out by Hines. Set for Carr, her tip up into the campfire. Brookings digs it out. Even sets the hit back row, dropped on the back line. Thompson with the kill, and Brookings riding momentum again. They're up 20-17 here in set three. Huron controlled the first set beginning to end, but since then, Brookings has just had the advantage here, and they've had a nice run here over the past several points. Serve received Davis. Pass ahead, Juergens, just going to be a free ball by Knight. Byes can set it from the net. From the middle, Burns with the tip right to Davis. Overpass, and Huron can't make a play on it. And Brookings up 21-17. Alexis Ziegeldorf is going to come in and play some front row. Her first appearance for the Huron Tigers. Try to add a spark as Brookings up by four. This is a 4-0 run by Brookings. Serve goes long by Norgaard. Huron gets one back. It's 21-18. Norgaard with the air. Third air this set. 9 total. 3 in each set for Brookings. Huron some work to do with Hines serving for Huron. Go back row. Played by Even. Back set. Right side Farrell. Cross court. Tigers got a block on it. Good job of Juergens to stay with it. Tip back by Burns. Huron has control. Here's the hit by Knight up the middle. Norgaard there. Set to the left. There's the hit by Thompson. Dug out by Davis and punched across by Gergen. Brookings returns the favor. Set in the middle. Here's Magmore. Death through the block. Long volley there. Some nice back row plays by Huron. Magmore Death with the kill. She's got 6. First of this set. Huron pulls within 2 at 21-19. Hines with the serve, and oh, good job of keeping it off the floor by Norgaard. Brookings can free ball it. Juergens there. Set for Magmoradeth again. Blocked by Brookings, and they can't get it across, and Magmoradeth pulls Huron within 21-20. Brookings wants a timeout. 3-0 run by Huron. Magmoradeth gets her 7th kill. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout here. $40 per credit hour in-person classes at Huron Community Campus. 30-second break on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats. Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Brookings a timeout. Each team has used one. Huron a little momentum back within 21-20. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. JV Brookings wins 25-20, 25-21. Sophomore match goes to Huron. 26-28, 25-17, 15-10. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Hines serves off the timeout. Norgaard handles it. Back set. Farrell with the hit. Blocked by Magmoradeth. Dug out. Set over. Here's the two-hand tip by Knight. Brookings was ready. Set back to the left for Thompson. Her hit through the Huron block. And Brookings gets the lead back to 2 at 22-20. So Burns with the kill, and that is her first kill of the night on my sheet. No, excuse me, that was Thompson, that's why. Thompson with the kill. She's had 5 kills in this set. Brookings 3 points away. Strike serving as she's into play back row. Gergen will set. Magmoradeth into the back row. Nice play by Even. Thompson will hit back row right to Hines. Here's the set for Knight coming off the left side to the corner and shank. Strike stepped in front of Norgaard. Norgaard was in position. But Strike stepped in front of her. That'll be a kill again for Addie Knight. I have her for 11 kills. Huron within 22-21. Dreyer into the front row for Huron. Gergen to serve for the Orange. Each team has a timeout left. Serve back row, even on the serve receive. Set to the left. Here comes Thompson again. Back row. There's Hines. Back set for Dreyer. Taps it in the middle into the campfire. We're tied at 22. Aurora stretched that 5-11 frame with that big left arm up and just tapped it into the middle of the Brookings court. Her eighth kill. We're tied at 22. Race to 25 is on. Gergen serves. Buys sets. Here's Thompson with the hit. Tigers get a block on it. Gergen will back set for Dreyer again. Cross court. Strike there. Second hit attack by Byes. Huron digs it out. Knight coming off the left side. Pops in the middle. Brookings overpasses. Here comes Huron again. Back set. Dreyer. Right pin. Goes long. Huron wanted a touch. They say no. And Brookings up 23-22. Riley Thompson to serve for Brookings. And that puts even back into the front row. Serve received for Hines, bumped. Here's the hit, Meg Moore, death left side, cross court, that eats up Thompson. On the dig, we're tied at 23. Sam Meg Moradeth has eight kills. We're tied at 23. Addie Knight to serve. Again, both teams have a timeout left here in set three. Tied at one set apiece. Knight will send it to the corner. Burns plays it. Bumped ahead to the left. Here comes even. Back row, Gergen there. Pass ahead by Hines. The attempt by Davis finds the campfire. And Huron at set point 24-23. Davis, her third kill. A big one there. Brookings timeout is Huron at set point. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer courses through Northern State University. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Brandon Valley got one from Jefferson. Jefferson still up 2-1 as Brandon Valley took the third set, 26-24. In Harrisburg swept to Lincoln tonight. That's all I have for AA scores. Here on at set point, Addie Knight to serve. Brookings out of timeouts. Serve back row, played by Smith. Here's the set to the left, tip to the corner by Even. Huron handles it. Set across for Davis, left side, through the block, and Huron rallies to take set three, 25-23. Davis delivers the final two kills, and Huron up 2-1. We'll do a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
30 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call us at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
At Huron Community Campus Timeout, remember, HCC offers a quality education at an exceptional value. That's Huron Community Campus. Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Soccer scores tonight. The Huron girls fell to Watertown 5-0. And Watertown took the boys' match as well 2-0. That's your Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update here. Huron now leads 2-1, 25-11. Huron takes the first set, 25-19. Brookings the second, 25-23. Huron rallies to win set number three. You're on a 5-1 run to end the second set. So we move on to set number three, or set number four. So can Huron deliver the knockout punch? Huron dominated the first set at 25-11. The sets two and three have been much tighter, although Brookings led pretty much the entire second set after the first couple of points. Huron led for a while. Brookings led for a while in the third, but Huron that nice rally to end the third set. Now we start set four, and Addie Knight will open the serving for Huron in set four. Knight goes back row, even there on serve receive. Back set, Farrell on the right side, cross court, Gergen there. Set ahead for Dreyer off that right pin. Block. Brookings digs it out. Norgaard will pass ahead. Farrell again will slap it back row. There's Gergen again. Going to be bumped by Hines and just a free ball by Dreyer. Byes will do the quick set to the corner, and Gergen made a play on it, not knowing that she had her teammate Hines behind her. And Brookings will score first on the kill by the setter, Byes. Her second kill, 1-0 Brookings. First time tonight that Brookings has scored first in the set. Cameron strike to serve for Brookings. Serve received Davis. Gergen set for the middle, and Meg Moradeth will tip it and not get it over the net. 2-0 Brookings off to the early lead here on the mistake by Huron. And strike will look to keep momentum going for the Bobcats. Huron needs an answer. To the corner, there's Davis. Gergen will set in the middle, just going to be punched across by Meg Moradeth. Pass over to left, the hit by Thompson, dropped on the back line. Huron let it go. And Thompson, or is that even? Nope, that was Thompson. And Brookings up quickly here, 3-0 in set number four. Strike serving. Played by Davis, and that goes nowhere. That'll be an ace for strike. Davis kind of brought her hands up in front of her face, and it just kind of landed there as a thud. Ace for Cameron Strike. Their first ace since the second set. 4-0. Brookings up to a quick start here in set four. Short serve. Davis comes over to get it. Set back to Alley. She'll do a two-hand tip in the middle. Brookings ricochets. Gets there. Will be tipped by Thompson. Nice dig by Huron. And free balled across by Davis. Set to the left, here's Thompson again, drills it into the back row, 5-0 Brookings. Riley Thompson, let's see, I have her for 7, 8, 9 kills. And Brookings has the early momentum. Serve, receive, Juergens. Here's the bump for Davis, right side. Brookings gets a block on it, saved by Strike. Quick set across by Gergen. Brookings again, good job of keeping it off the net. They'll get it across. Gergen will back set, and Dreyer jumped too early but was able to tip it across. To the left, the hit down the line, and that eats up Gergen, and Brookings up 6-0. And an early timeout by the Huron Tigers. Brookings up 6-0 and set four, trying to force a fifth. We'll take a Kurtz Heating and Cooling, or excuse me, we'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, Brookings coming out strong here in set four as Huron didn't carry the momentum over. Down 6-0 already, some work to do. Brookings, of course, needs the win to force a fifth set. These two teams played five sets a year ago in Brookings. Kind of went like this. Now, Huron did beat Brookings in the Huron Invitational back in August in two sets. Sometimes you can't tell a lot from those two-set tournament matches. Serve into the net by Strike, and Huron on the board, it's 6-1. I believe that is the 10th service error on Brookings. And Rogers, the serving specialist on for the Huron Tigers. Got to get a rally going back for the Orange. Short serve, even handles it. Set to the left, Thompson again will hit up the middle, and Rogers shanks it. And Dreyer can't get over to it, goes crashing into the student section. And Thompson will pick up her 10th kill. And Brookings up 7-1 as they stretch it out here in set number four. Hines back on the floor. And Thompson serving. That puts even in the front row, and that's way off. Thompson almost hit it right into the Huron Tiger bench. So Huron down 7-2. Both Huron points have come on Brookings service errors. Brookings now with 11 on the night. Huron's had four. Four is all. Sometimes that means you're also not serving as aggressively as you should. Norgaard on serve receive. Here comes even. Her hit off the top of the net. And off the net, Huron gets it out, but then slammed back by Byes. A lot of action at the net. You can never tell if Huron actually was going to get it over or not, but they did. I think Carr got it, but right to Byes, who she just didn't hesitate. She went up and slammed it down. Third kill for Byes. 8-2 Brookings. Burns serving. Juergens on serve receive. Set across. Hit by Davis. Wide left. 9-2 as Huron just not in good system here at all. A lot of wild hits, a lot of mishandled passes. Serve received Juergens. Back set for Carr, right side, goes to the corner, and that's out. It's 10-2 Brookings. Zegeldorf going to come back on the floor for Huron and replace Carr. 10-2, Brookings has opened up a big lead here in set four, looking to force a fifth set. Burns serves, goes long. 10-3, and all three of Huron's points have come on Brookings service errors. They got 12 now, three in each set, including this one. Ellie Davis on the serve, and she goes long. There's the answer. We just swapped the service errors, and it's 11-3. That'll be the fifth service error on Huron. 11-3 Brookings. Serve received Juergens. overpass, and Ziegeldorf couldn't play it off the net. And Brookings in control, up 12-3. Huron's already used one timeout here. At this point, you might just want to see, can you just play and get yourself out of it and get some things going again? Back row, Juergens. Juergen with the set. Here's the hit by Ziegeldorf. Pops it to the corner, dug out. Norgaard passes ahead. Going to be free-balled by Smith right to Davis. Set to the left. Here comes Knight with the hit. Cross court, even with the dig. And just going to be pumped across by Thompson. Set across. Here's Knight again. Blocked. That was stuffed by Farrell. Farrell with the block kill. Brookings up 10, 13-3 in set four. Well, Huron just not getting the offense set up, and if they do, Brookings has the answer anyway. Juergen with the back set. Ziegeldorf with the hit off the top of the net. Brookings digs it out. Here comes Even down the corner. Nobody home. 14-3 Brookings. Macy Even with the kill. I have her for 13 total. That's her first of this set. And Brookings just running away and hiding. They were up 6-0 and haven't looked back. Serve received Juergens. Pass ahead. Knight off the right side. Two-hand tip. Handled by Brookings. Back set for Farrell. Her hit blocked by Ziegeldorf. Here's the set for Knight. Left side down the middle. And Brookings in the net. And Huron gets a point back. First point for Huron. That wasn't on a serving error by Brookings. Meg Moradeth into the front row as Ziegeldorf checks out. And Hilton Hines to serve for Huron. A lot of work to do for Huron. Serve receive Norgaard. Buys will set it to the left this time. And that eats up Juergens in the back row. Farrell gets another kill. That's seven for her. And Brookings just running away with this at 15-4 in set four. Riley Thompson into the front row for Brookings as the Bobcats prepare to serve. That's Even. Serve received Davis. Overpass knocked back by Farrell. She'll get another kill. 16-4 Brookings. This fourth set is kind of shaping up like the first set did, but opposite teams dominating. Huron in the first, Brookings now here in the fourth. Juergens sets, make more death from the middle. She'll slam it down. Huron actually set up the offense and made the play. Meg Moradeth has 9 kills. That is the first point Huron earned on their own in the set. 3 service errors and a hitting error before that kill by Meg Moradeth. Back set, Farrell on the right side, back row. Hilton Hines stays with it on the second hit, free balled by Knight. Brookings will set from the middle, blocked by Meg Moradeth, and Brookings double hit. I guess it was not blocked by Meg Moradeth. Came off the net, and Thompson hit it a second time. That was Lily Thompson, 16-6, Brookings. Juergen again prepares to serve for Huron. High short one. Norgaard dives and gets to it. The tip by Brookings. Somebody in the net. It was Huron. 17-6. I will say Morgan Norgaard has played a nice game at libero for Brookings tonight. Not a lot. Not a lot has got by her, especially starting in the second set. She steps back to serve now for Brookings. Back row to Hines. Back set, right side hit. Knight down the line. That eats up Even. Knight registers the kill at 17-7, Brookings. Addie Knight with the kill. That gives her a dozen total. But Huron's work to do. Knight back to serve. All over the top of the net, but nicely played by Burns. Set ahead. Here's the tip. Dug out by Huron. Left side hit. Just tap back row. Norgaard there. Buys will set it across for Thompson. Her hit goes long, hitting air. Huron gets it back to single digits at 17-8. Can Huron stretch some points together here, get some momentum going? Addie Knight on the serve. Back row, Even on serve receive. Back set for Farrell, right side, goes way wide left. Now Brookings having some struggles with some hitting errors, and hitting errors that aren't even close. 3-0 run by Huron, their best run of this set. And Addie Knight again on the serve for the Orange. Serve, receive, even. Buys. Will back set. Back set it over. Nice return by Davis. Set for Farrell. She'll go with the left hand. And they're going to go a double hit on the setter. Buys. And Huron within 17-10. 4-0 run to Huron. Maddie Knight, just keep getting the ball over. Give your team a chance. Knight serving. Even on serve, receive. Bumped ahead. Thompson on the right side. Up the middle, and there she dumps it in. That time the hit was accurate. Fell right in front of Hines. Riley Thompson, her fourth kill of this set. She has 11 total. And 18, I thought it was 18-11. I guess it's 18-10. That's what the scoreboard says. Serve goes wide right. Service error by Strike. Brookings now with four service errors. And you're on within 18-11. Haley Rogers, the serving specialist on the floor for Huron. Serves back row, even plays it. By stays with it, even will hit from the back row. Blocked by Dreyer, returned by Brookings. Set by Gergen. Dreyer jumped a little too early, but did hit it across. Here's the big windup by Thompson. Tigers got a block on it. But then Huron had, you had Ziegeldorf and Gergen get tangled up, and nobody could get to the ball. The dig was good, went right to the net, but Ziegeldorf and Gergen got tangled up, and Gergen couldn't get to the ball, and Brookings up 19-11. Served by Brookings, played by Knight. Here's the set, the middle hit, blocked back by Burns. Set to the left this time, Davis, her hit into the net. And Brookings back up 20-11. I don't think that was a block. That looked like it went into the net by Davis. Nope, they are going to say a block for Burns, so we'll give Tess Burns her first kill of the evening. Serve, receive, Knight. Back set. Here's Dreyer hanging in the air. Blocked by Brookings. Quick set across by Hines. Set from the middle. Burns goes with the tip in the campfire. Nobody home for Huron. 21-11. Just like that, Burns has back-to-back kills after having none through the first 3.5 sets. Brookings gets the lead back to 10 at 21-11. Serve, receive, Knight. Pass ahead, Davis. Dreyer just going to hit off that right side. Dug out by Strike. Here comes even again. The hit was a blocked. It was blocked. Set. Back set for Dreyer. Her hit blocked by even. Tigers keep it off the floor at the net. Tipped across by Davis. Nurgard stretches out and gets to it. Here's even winding up. Tigers block it. Hit across by Brookings. Pass ahead. Davis off that left wing. Will tip it right to Strike. Cross court even. She'll just tip to the corner. Hines is there. Gergen sets to the left. The hit by Davis. Back row. Nurgard digs. Bump ahead. Even with the right side. Shanked by Davis. Even will get the kill. And Brookings 3 points away from sending us to a fifth set. Even with 14 kills. Serving for Brookings is Strike, I believe. Back row. Knight on serve receive. Bumped. Right side, the hit by Dreyer, cross court, dug out by Nurgard. Bumped ahead, even with the hit, back row right to Hines. Set across. Here's the hit by Davis, cross court. Brookings gets it with Thompson. Tip over the block, nice play by Hines, but then just knocked right back by even on the overpass, and Brookings 2 points away from sending us to the fifth set. Even with 15 kills, 23-11, Brookings 2 points away. Strike serving. Serve receive Davis. Set back to her. Allie hits off that left side, and Brookings can't connect on the block that time. It's 23-12. Huron gets one back. For Davis, that's her fifth kill. And Maddie Juergens to serve and play back role for Huron. 23-12, Brookings looking to send us to a fifth set here tonight at the arena. Juergens puts it to the corner. Smith shanks it. Well, almost looked like she had too much time to think about it. Juergens with the ace, 23-13. Huron cuts the lead to 10. Second ace on the night for Maddie Juergens. Juergens again with the serve. Again to the corner. Smith handles that one. Set for even. Her hit through the block. Juergens with the dig. Pass across. Davis from behind the spike line, dug out by Smith. Set to the right this time, tipped, and Davis couldn't connect on the block. That'll be a kill for Byes. She has four, and we're at set point. Brookings at 24-13. And Tess Burns to serve at set point for Brookings. And goes long. It'll be set point two with Huron now owning the serve. Burns with the service error. That's five service errors on Brookings. That's over a third of Huron's points in this set. Davis pumps a short one. Smith is there. Set in the middle. The hit off the top of the net rolls in. And the kill for Lily Thompson will take us to a fifth set. Brookings takes set four, 25-14. Set five coming up. After our Huron Community Campus timeout, in-person classes, $40 per credit hour at Huron Community Campus. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Essington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We head to set five. Tied at two sets apiece. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron won sets one and three, 25-11, 25-23. Brookings won sets two and four, 25-19, 25-14. For Huron, what's this? Our third five-set match. Lost to Aberdeen, defeated Yankton. I know Brookings had at least one five-setter. That was their opener at Aberdeen, which they won. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Jefferson has defeated Brandon Valley in four sets. 25-14, 25-20, 24-26, 25-22. In Harrisburg, swept Sioux Falls Lincoln tonight. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So who can get the momentum early here in set five? Brookings had the momentum early, middle, and end of set four. Huron just never got anything going. So now we find ourselves in set five. Brookings at 9-6 on the season. Huron at 4-6. And getting the lineup checks here. Looks like Brookings will have the opening serve. And to get this fifth set underway, it'll be Cameron Strike for the Brookings Bobcats. So So here we go. Set five underway. Strike with the serve to Davis. Set in the middle. Mangmoradef goes to the corner. Nice stretch by Strike. They'll set it. They'll hit it and go long. Hitting error on Thompson. And Huron up 1-0. Huron's first lead since the end of set three. 2 minutes after 9 o'clock, KIJV AM FM Huron. We're playing extra here. This is basically volleyball overtime in the fifth set. Play to 15, win by two. Gergen serving for Huron. Strike on serve receive. Buys will quick set it. Nice dig by Gergen. Free ball to cross by Davis. Buys will set across for Thompson. Thompson's hit through the block, and Huron can't get it off the ricochet. Riley Thompson with the kill. She has a dozen tonight. We're tied at one in set five. Now Thompson serving for Brookings, even in the front row. Gergen will set, back set, coming off right side. Knight goes way long. And Brookings leads now 2-1 in set five. Riley Thompson tries to keep momentum going for Brookings. Davis down to get serve receive, bumped ahead by Gergen. The hit left side, Mangmoradef. Brookings digs it out, even will wind up and go. Had everybody leaning right for Huron, and she went to the left, and Knight could not adjust, even with the kill. Iver was 16. 3-1, Brookings trying to build the early momentum here in set five. Back row, there's Davis. Overpass, knocked back by Burns, dug out by Hines. They'll get it to Knight. Her tip into the net. Two hits, and Huron's going to get a quick timeout. Brookings off to an early 4-1 lead here in set five. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, Brookings a 4-0 run, and they lead 4-1 here in set five, and Coach Lean using an early Huron Tiger timeout. Brookings looking to ride momentum here. Riley Thompson with the serve. Played by Knight. Bumped ahead by Gergen. Back to Knight. Knight with the hit back row. Shanked by Norgaard. One of the few misplays by the Brookings libero tonight. That was there, but misplayed it. That'll be another kill for Addie Knight. However, for a Baker's dozen, 13. And Knight will step back to serve. Schmidt comes in to play back row for Brookings. 4-2 lead in set five for Brookings. Huron serving with Addison Knight. Back row down to get it, Schmidt. Here's even off the left side. Tigers with the block. Keep it alive. Free ball by Davis. Found the hole in the back row. First, it was a block by Mangmoradef and Dreyer, and Allie Davis made the wise play. It came kind of on a line drive to her, but she saw Brookings was all bunched up at the net. Allie Davis pulls Huron within one. Knight with the serve, and Schmidt kind of handcuffs her, and they'll call a legal hit on Schmidt. And we're tied at four, a 3-0 run by Huron, and an ace for Addie Knight. Tied at four in set five. Knight, back row. Brookings burns over, and overpass knocked back by Dreyer. Brookings digs it out. Here comes even. Goes to Gergen. Pass ahead by Hines. Here's Davis with the hit. Wide left. Brookings goes back up 5-4. We're in set five. Basically volleyball overtime. Tess Burns to serve for Brookings. Hines from the back row set. Mangmoradef from the middle drills it up the middle. We're tied at five. Huron getting their offense set up a little better than they did in set four. For Samantha Mangmoradef, that's kill number nine. Kill number 10 for Sam. Served by Rogers as the serving specialist, set to even. Even down the line, too strong, and Huron regains the lead at 6-5. Haley Rogers try to keep momentum going for the Orange. 6-5 and set 5, Huron on top. Serve receives Smith, kind of goes sideways, hit from the middle into the net, hitting air Lily Thompson. And Huron on a nice little run. They've outscored Brookings 6-1 and now lead 7-5 in set 5. Rogers serving for the Huron Tigers. Back row strike goes sideways, tracked down by Byes, free balled by Brookings. There's Rogers. Set and, not sure where we're going there. Gergen set and both Carr and Dreyer really didn't have a shot at it. That's more of a setting error than anything. Unless, I'm not sure if Gergen was trying to put it over the net. It didn't look like it, and it didn't go over the net. 7-6. Brookings back within one. Kimber Byes to serve for Brookings, and Farrell into the front row for the Bobcats. Serve receive, back row Davis, back set Dreyer with the hit into the net. We're tied at 7. So Brookings had a few hitting errors, gave Huron some momentum. Now a couple of errors by the Tigers to tie it up at 7, and Kimber Byes to serve for Brookings. Played by Knight, kind of goes sideways. Davis chases it down, going to be free balled by Hines. Norgaard, Byes will set. Right side, tipped over by Evans. Nice dig by Gergen, hit back. Gergen again from her knees with the dig. Davis from the left side pops it back row to Smith. Set to the left, here comes Even, cross court, dug out by Knight. Nice save by Hines, third hit, Huron can't get it across. And just like that, Brookings leads 8-7, Even with 17 kills. Great hustle by Hines, but on the third hit, Carr just couldn't get herself her body positioned well enough to get it across the net. Serve received Knight. Gergen to set for Carr, her tip. Dug out by Smith, pass ahead into the net, and Brookings gets it across. Pass ahead for Davis. Her hit off the top of the net. Well played by Even. Quick set by Byes. Hines is there. Quick set back by Gergen. Great play by Norgaard. Third hit. Brookings will free ball it. Knight is there. Back set for Dreyer. Right pin. Dug out by Norgaard. Have a couple of girls come together. Norgaard will free ball it. Carr on the dig. Set. And I thought somebody was in the net. And we have a late whistle. And Huron was. It looked like somebody was in the net. I didn't know who. Now Brookings on a run of 4-0. And they're up 9-7 in set 5. Now they have the momentum. And Huron's going to burn their final timeout here. Set 5, Brookings up 9-7. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
I'm Jeff Duffy in the Huron Arena. Another long night of volleyball. We're in the fifth set here. Brookings now leads 9-7. They're on a 4-0 run after Huron had a 6-1 run earlier in the set. Huron is now out of timeouts as well. Serve off the timeout, shanked by Knight, saved by Gergen, freeballed by Dreyer. Brookings will set it up for Farrell. Her hit blocked and out. Farrell with the kill, and Brookings up 10-7. Farrell has 9 kills. Zigeldorf going to check in to play front row for Huron. As Huron needs a spark now as Brookings a 5-0 run. They lead by 3. Serve back to the corner, Davis. Gergen with the back set across. Dug out by Even. Going to be punch blocked back by Dreyer. Dreyer finally breaks the run. Brookings tried to quick set it across, and Dreyer just blocked it back. Dreyer with the kill. Her first since the third set. She's got 9 total. And Huron within 2. And Maddie Juergens to serve and play back row for the Orange. Right to Norgaard. Byes will set. Back set, even off the right side. Block. Nice dig by Norgaard, but it goes out on the dig. Davis with the kill, and Huron within 1 at 10-9. Back and forth we go with the momentum swings. Serve by Juergens to the corner. Smith plays that one. Set to the left. The hit into the net by Farrell. And now here on a 3-0 run, we're tied at 10. Brookings will take a timeout. Race the 15 is on. We're tied at 10 and set 5. Here on Community Campus timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Proclaim Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at Proclean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProcleanPlus.net. Proclean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Now momentum rolls on the side of the Orange. We're tied at 10. Brookings a 5-0 run. Now Huron a 3-0 run. Brookings uses their first timeout. Again, Huron is out of timeouts, and Maddie Juergens will serve for the Huron Tigers. Juergens measures it up. Back row, Smith on serve, receive over the net, drop down by Zegeldorf. Alexis Zegeldorf went right up and knocked it back on the overpass, and Huron up 11-10. First kill of the night for Alexis Zegeldorf. Serving again, Juergens. Smith plays it, bumped ahead, even left side, tough angle, got it across. Set for Davis off the left side, her hit up the middle, Norgaard digs it. Set for even. Even hits to the corner. Juergens now sent ahead by Hines. Hit by Davis back row. Norgaard there. Byes will set. Here comes even again. Tip to the corner and shanked off. It was blocked. And then Hines read it. Thought she was in position, but that last second, Juergens got a hit on it. Even will get the kill. She's got 18. We're tied at 11 in set 5. Even now. Serving out of the back row, but that just puts Riley Thompson in the front row. Serve receive, stretching out is Hines. Quick set across by Gergen. Brookings able to play it. And bumped across by Norgaard. Blocked back. There's Zegeldorf again. Zegeldorf blocked it back again. 12-11. Huron up by 1. In Brookings' trouble getting the pass on target. And that's twice here. Zegeldorf didn't even come in till the third set. Now she has 2 points in a row for Huron. It's 12-11 Huron. And now we have Brookings burning their second and final timeout. Who's going to get to 15 and win by 2? We'll find out after this Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Set 5, I'm Jeff Duffy. Each team's had their runs in this fifth set. Here on leading 12-11, everybody's out of timeouts. Kirsten DeGeest in to serve for Huron. Puts it back row, Norgaard there near the net, tipped across. Huron can set it up. Quick set by Gergen. Nice dig. I believe that was Byes. And going to be free balled by Farrell. set in the middle. Here's Zingeldorf up the middle off of Norgaard. Zingeldorf, three kills all here in set five, and Huron up 13-11. De Geest with the serve. Huron 2 points away. Back row, even with the serve receive. Here's Farrell. She'll just tip it back row, played by Gergen. Pass ahead. Knight off the left side, goes long. Breaks the Huron run. Brookings back within one at 13-12. Norgaard to serve for Brookings. 13-12, Huron leading in set five. Norgaard, ace, dropped it right in front of De Geest. We're tied at 13. Davis will return to the floor for Huron. De Geest goes off. Norgaard with her first ace of the night. Again, the libero for Brookings has played well. Serve to the corner, and Davis shanks it, and Brookings is at match point. Back-to-back aces. Back-to-back aces for Norgaard, and Brookings at match point. 14-13. Carr back on the floor for Huron. Brookings on a 3-0 run. Back row to Juergens. Here's the back set across by Gergen. Brookings was ready for it. Thompson will hit cross court. Davis with the dig. Pass ahead. Here comes Knight. Two and tip over the block. Brookings digs it out. Even will set for Farrell. Her hit through the block. Davis saves it. It'll go out, and Brookings will hang on for the win. 15-13. Brookings scores the final 4 points of set five and wins it in five. The final. Brookings wins 11-25. 11-25, 25-19, 23-25, 25-14, 15-13. Brookings now 10-6. Huron drops to 4-7. Gary Zell Autoglass post game is next. We'll take this 2-minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tire Sports.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
The Huron Eye Clinic is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Back at the Huron Arena, and Brookings able to win it in five. Both teams had their chances in that fifth set. Brookings made the final plays to win it in five. And Huron drops to 4-7 on the season. Still haven't got all my stats figured up here yet, but I see we have Cross country results in now. Huron running in Brookings at the Russ Strandy Invitational. Huron had three girls medal. Josie Vlieger placed 10th, Lily Swanson 12th, Nora Pester 15th, and TJ Lean medaled for the boys, placing 16th. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll take another Gary Zell Auto Glass, or another timeout here on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game here. Another timeout, 2 minutes from Huron Community Campus on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Jeff Duffy back at the Huron Arena as the Brookings Bobcats pull off a 5-set win over the Huron Tigers tonight. And both teams had their chances in that fifth set, but Brookings wins it. Huron took the first set 25-11 and the third set 25-23. Brookings took the second 25-19, the fourth 25-14, and the fifth 15-13. Brookings scoring the final 4 points of the fifth set to get the win. Here's the stats I have for Brookings, now 10-6 on the season. Morgan Norgaard, libero, she had a great night for the Bobcats. She had two aces, but boy, she was very active in that back row. 18 kills, one ace. Macy Even, an ace for Cameron Strike. Kimber Byes had four kills. Riley Thompson had 12 kills, two aces. Lily Thompson, can't read my writing there, Lily Thompson had five kills. Ariel Farrell had nine kills, two kills for Tess Burns. For the Huron Tigers, now 4-7 on the season. Jensie Gergen had three kills, two aces. Samantha Magmoradeth had 10 kills, one kill for Chloe Carr, an ace for Hilton Hines, two aces for Maddie Jurgens, nine kills for Aurora Dreyer, Addie Knight 13 kills, three aces, Allie Davis seven kills, two aces, and Alexis Ziegeldorf with three kills all down the stretch of that fifth set after she didn't even get in until the third set, and she registered three huge ones at the time that gave Huron basically their last lead before Brookings rallied for the win, and those are the stats for this matchup here at the arena tonight. Still waiting for Coach Lean as he's probably spending a little extra time in the locker room here. Tough loss tonight for Huron. We'll take another Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon, all have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that costs $1 billion, respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA-certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
Gary's Auto Glass post game continues. That Huron Community Campus timeout. Remember, in-person classes, just $40 per credit hour at Huron Community Campus. To a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, double A, not a lot of scores in. Jefferson defeated Brandon Valley today, 25-14, 25-20, 24-26, 25-22. Harrisburg, a sweep of Sioux Falls Lincoln, 25-13, 13, and 18. And that's all I got for scores out of AA tonight. There were a few other matches. Around the area, Wolsey-Wessington swept James Valley Christian, 25-14, 7, and 10. Sully Butte's a sweep of Sunshine Bible, 25-20, 17, and 9. Anybody else is reporting here? Iroquois Lake Preston defeated Highmore Herald in 4, 24-26, 25-21, 27-25, 25-16. And in Class A tonight, Miller. I thought they played. Maybe they didn't. Yep. Oh, Milbank defeated Redfield in 4 sets. And that's what I have for scores here at this time on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Lower levels, Brookings won the JV today, 25-20, 25-21. Huron won the sophomore match, 26-28, 25-17, 15-10. Soccer today, girls, Watertown 5, Huron 0. Boys, Watertown 2, Huron 0. And again, those cross-country results, just had those a moment ago, but Huron had 3 girls medal today over in Brookings. Joseph Leager placed 10th, Lily Swanson 12th, Nora Pester 15th. For the boys, TJ Lean medaled with a 16th place finish in Brookings, and that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll continue here on the post game as we wait for Coach Lean to come up and visit about this one. Tough loss tonight in 5 sets for Huron. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First K Can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, it's another long locker room visit for Coach Lane and his Huron Tigers after a five-set loss tonight on their home court to the Brookings Bobcats. Quick turnaround for me. I'm hopping on the bus tomorrow morning and heading out with Huron Tiger football as they will head to Spearfish tomorrow night. That'll be a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff for the Tigers and the Spartans tomorrow night here on Tiger. Next year on Tiger, volleyball is next Tuesday again at home. Doesn't get any easier either with Sioux Falls, Washington coming to Huron. That'll be a 6:40 pre-match, 7 o'clock start here on Tiger on Tuesday. Thursday, Huron volleyball on the road to Sioux Falls, Lincoln. A week for tomorrow, Huron football back at home. Do want to make a note of that. Huron will host Douglas a week from tomorrow, and that is an earlier kickoff time, 6 o'clock. 5:30 with the pregame a week from tomorrow here on Tiger. I see the girls are out of the locker room now, so I assume Coach Lean is on his way up here to the press box. We'll check out our player of the game from Sun Gold Sports. Sun Gold Sports at Center Plaza downtown Huron. They're also online at sungoldsports.com for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. And Sun Gold Sports will have the player of the game coming up here as well. So Coach Lean, hopefully on his way up here shortly. We'll take another Huron Community Campus timeout. This one, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Clean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at Pro Clean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at procleanplus.net. Pro Clean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we're back here at the arena, and Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers, joins us here. Tough five-set loss. And, Coach, they say volleyball is a game of momentum. We saw about five different swings there in that fifth set. Unfortunately, the last one was for Brookings.
Yeah, I'm still just kind of taking in a little bit of the statistics here. Looking at some things, yeah, it's a tough loss tonight. I know momentum happens. We played plus minus volleyball the whole night. Set four, decided to dig ourselves a 6-point hole before we ever started playing in the set. I think it was 7-1 or 6-0 to 7-1. So just even the whole night, right? Like we talk about, we took control of set one. We were serving aggressive. They took a while to get off the bus. We knew they were better than that. We made some adjustments as they were adjusting and felt like we got the matchups we wanted all night. Just really wasn't what we needed to come out and win. And I'm just trying to look at, I mean, point differential, you know, other than set four, was pretty competitive. And we really...
Well, each team had one blowout set.
Yeah. And yeah, you're right. Unfortunately, I think we were right at 5-5. We were right at 10-10. Made a coaching error at the end of set five, which is absolutely unexcusable. I brought Allie Davis off the floor, who was really hit and miss in her serving, which you and I have talked about several times. I thought De Geest, you know, Kirsten went in, served really two really good balls, got us kind of climbed back in that thing, and then I get caught up in the whole entire thing and don't get Davis back on the floor fast enough, which is my call. And we don't make that move, and unfortunately that result is that they're serving at Kirsten, and it's their best server, so it's not just anybody. Mm-hmm. It's their best server, and we drop an ace in front of her, and the momentum from there is lost. So, you know, there's a lot of ways you can win and lose a volleyball match, and a lot of different moments that you can point to. That one's going to wear on me a little bit. I told the girls my clipboard slam there at the end of the match was for me. That's my own frustration. I got to be better than that for them. But on the other hand, we did have opportunities to win it at other times and get points that we would have liked to have back, and we just didn't. So, we played with a lot better volleyball tonight than we did earlier in the week, but unfortunately still not good enough to win.
And, you know, as you look at the grand scheme of things, we did have some good showings. Sam McMorrideth had a nice night. I think she led us in kills, or I guess I actually had Addie Knight lead us in kills, and,
yep,
and then Sam behind her. But, you know, we had some good rotation there with a lot of girls involved. But, again, when we went flat, we just went really flat.
Yeah, and that's a rotational thing we got to really kind of work through. So we've got the stats now on the board, and we're going to go to practice tomorrow, and we've implemented some drills as recent as yesterday to kind of work on figuring out ways to get out of that, to get out of those rotations and finding a kid who just terminates the volleyball. And, you know, you're right. When I look at the number of attacks across the board, between Addie Knight and Allie Davis, Aurora Dreyer, our pins are going to get a lot of those attacks, and they're not always going to be pretty volleyballs coming their way. We do talk about, you know, even when it's not pretty, we got to survive, right? We don't want to end the night with more errors than we do kills. And anytime and I think you and I have had this discussion post game before, anytime we have two kids that are that are negative, which means they have more errors than they have attack or kills, our chance to win declined significantly. And really tonight we were actually on the verge of having three kids with negative hit percentage. And so that doesn't give us, you know, the chances that we want. And then I could also, we did win. The other metrics that I think gives us in Huron a good chance to be successful, I think we won the ace battle. We aced them more than they aced us. And so that was a good checkbox. But hitting percentage, among other things, I can't necessarily blame that, because I think defensively we struggled to get to the right spot consistently. And there were a lot of balls that fell. Had we been in the correct spot defensively, we would have been able to pick up. So, bright spot. You know, I thought their best chance to win was on their outside pin. They hit a bunch of those shots. We made some defensive adjustments. Matty Juergens, Hilton Hines. I think Hilton was somewhere in the mid-40s for Diggs, which might break her into the top 10 here at some point. I think she's got to get... I did actually have a thought somewhere in the middle of that. If we would have played a more competitive set four, you know, she maybe could have had three, four mm-hmm. more digs and been right there, potentially itching towards that school record. But Juergens, Hines, they did a really good job of trying to keep their outside hitters at bay, and everything we could do to transition that to offense just wasn't quite enough.
You know, you mentioned Maddie Juergens. She is going to be our Sun Gold Sports Player of the Game. She's had a long road back. She tore her ACL in basketball, I think, sometime in January, but, did her therapy, was very religious about it. I think she got the go-ahead not too long before practice started that she could play. And, you know, she had one of the best saves of the season there. I can't remember third set now, but that was one of the best saves of the season. And, you know, it shows, you know, you can come back from an injury like that. She did all the work she needed. She was diligent on it. And, it's paying dividends here for her senior year.
Yeah, I got all kinds of very positive adjectives to use for Maddie Juergens. She's the kid you want, you know, the rest of your team to emulate. She's one of the hardest workers on our team. I don't want to discredit her teammates, but she's a very hard worker. She gets all the extra reps in the gym that she can get. And she's tough, right? You don't come back from an injury like that and cut the doctor's prediction in half, right? He said, maybe a year I'll look at you again. And at 6 months, she's begging to get seen by him. And not only did he finally let her come get checked out, he cleared her that day. And that was kind of a huge deal for her. And she's fought her way back onto our court. And what a difference just a little bit of hustle and a little bit of grit makes, because that's what she gives us, right? She doesn't always serve receive perfectly, but of course then neither do the rest of us. But she really plays floor defense with the grit and the tenacity that we need to emulate across all of our programs. So appreciate Maddie's effort tonight. I think she probably would prefer to be the player of a game when we come home with a win. Tonight was her night. I thought she played great. She made all the adjustments perfectly and just continues to get better every week. And so I look forward to how good she can be in November.
Well, thankfully, the schedule gives us a break. Just Sioux Falls, Washington coming in on Tuesday.
Yeah, wow. How about that? We did talk about how it doesn't get easier, right? But we are who we are. And at this point, last night, I think I told the girls, and maybe I mentioned to you that, you know, I dug out practice plans from the mid-2000s to try to find one that the last time I had a team that was kind of here that needed an extra boost at this point. And yesterday I felt like we got all the appropriate reps just to put the focus back on us. We're going to do that again tomorrow. I'm dusting off some other, you know, drills and things that we're going to just back to the basics mindset. We want to be better, but we're not, so we're going to get better. And that's the mindset we're going to come to the gym with tomorrow. We're going to come to the gym with on Monday. And you're right. Washington is an absolute uphill battle. They are good. But we know that if we – the locker room speech after you coaches get a little bit fiery, and after we got past that, you know, it doesn't change the fact that I do believe in our starting lineup. I believe in the kids that I put on the floor. And if a day comes, Jeff, that we can all have our day together, and if I could figure that out, I'd probably be coaching higher than the high school level. But if we could all have our day together, we've got a chance to beat some pretty good teams in South Dakota. I just have to keep them believing that that's possible, coming back and working hard and getting the coaching staff to believe that as well. And then, you know, the sky's the limit, but at some point we got to turn a corner and we got to beat somebody. And right now we're on that downhill slide with an uphill battle, and next week doesn't get easier. You're right, but we've got to keep pushing every single day and just keep fighting like we have for the last couple decades.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Tigers, falling 5 tonight. We'll take a final timeout of 1 minute here on Community Campus, 1 minute, and wrap it up on Dakota Sports.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial